Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 92. That's Ba'ez Pnimi Shir for Men, Shir number 92. Talking about the great seas, and the first one was chemistry, which we discussed in the last two shiurim, and now we're going to discuss compatibility. Just like we said with chemistry, you can nurture a great degree of chemistry, even if it's not automatic. Some people naturally have it. Don't say, oh, if I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't. You could work through connecting that way, and then it becomes second nature through hard work, and that's more lasting. The same thing when it comes to being compatible, especially if you're Torah Jews and you're both serving the same Hashem, the one and only, who created the both of you. So that is already the connectivity that can make people that believe that they are incompatible or not so compatible to make them compatible, because they serve one purpose and then they're told to try their best to understand each other and then they become compatible. It's very pleasurable to be in the company of two people who get along very well, and it's very unpleasant when they don't. Now, studies have shown that satisfied couples fill their days with a kindness, with respect. And when they do that, it greatly outweighing the negative interactions with having positive interactions. And many of these couples say that their compatibility and friendship are the keys to their success in the marriage. The companionship and shared interests bond the two of them, and they are friends. And from friends, they become people that truly love each other in the deepest way. This is where you have the Ahavas Reim first, the friendship, the deep friendship, and then the Ahavas Doidim, which is the fiery love between a husband and wife. High compatibility couples get along very well. They confide in each other. They consult with one another on a regular basis. They talk to each other often, sometimes several times a day. And when they're both at work, they try to connect. They spend time together dealing with financial or social, and they look and act like they are best friends. Many Gedolei Yisrael had this relationship with their wives. They treated them like their best friends. They may have had not much time with them, and they allowed them to learn a lot of Torah and whatever it is, but they designated time to be with one another and can really work together on things, talk together about things, to work as a goal. If till now you were a hard person to get along, you become an easier person to get along. You adapt your temperament to that. You work on your communication skills to make it easier to live with and to be more fun with. Yes, a healthy fun. Allow yourself to be influenced by your wife, so that they should actually, when they have a good, valid point, you should allow yourself to be makabalit and be influenced by your wife in a positive way, to search for mutual interest between the two of you, and be fair always, and spend time together, and learn to know each other well, and give each other information, healthy information, that it's important to connect with one another. And whatever you're working through, whether it's the idea of money aspects, whether it's the idea of scheduling your days, food preferences, the amount of time you spend together, and the house, running the house, and even hobbies, and then physical intimacy, and just simply talking to one another. That's the beauty of the compatibility that leads to great deep connections between a husband and a wife. There's one thing, aspect of high compatibility that one needs to be careful, and that is not to get too comfortable. Because if you get too comfortable, then it becomes stale, and you don't want it to become stale. So a couple's friendship is very healthy. But if it's just a brother-sister type relationship, it will lack that passion that's necessary and that's needed between a husband and a wife. So if you're both very, very compatible, you're both comfortable with each other, you get too comfortable. And most likely, if you're that compatible, if the one of you or both of you want to be more intimate with one another, to experience sexual excitement, to experience a spark in the relationship, you need to work harder because of the familiarity. And just like we said, that you have to nurture chemistry. If you don't nurture chemistry, I fell out of love with you, like the Hollywood thing goes, which is nonsense. Same thing with high compatibility couples. They do their best. We get along and we're like brother, sister, or like two peas in a pod. We're friends. Step out of that role of best friends sometimes and go into that ahava mode. And work on towards real physical and emotional intimacy in a strong way. The one you cite, and it's interesting, this Pat Love brings from someone, Michelle Wiener Davis. We put out her videos from time to time. And basically, she says that most reason why most people are not happy in their relationship is because they'd rather be right than to be happy. When you're so invested in the logic of your opinion, you lose sight of the fact that their overall goal is to be close with each other and connect with each other. So ask yourself this. Does your behavior reflect your desire to be more compatible with your wife? Do you show your wife the same respect in your manner and your tone of voice and your attitude as you do for others you value and hold in esteem? Would you treat your wife with the same kindness that you show another friend? Would you take time to find what's mutually enjoyable doing together and do it together? Would you initiate these activities? Would you try to have fun and have humorous, healthy interactions with your wife? Fun activities. And what could be learned to increase that compatibility with your partner, with your wife? Compatibility is a lifeblood of the true love. Research determined this. Common sense determines this. That to be kind, to be caring, to be friendly, to be positive, to be good-natured, apologetic, well-mannered, all these are big investments in improving your marriage. So that is the second C, which is compatibility. The third C is commitment, high commitment couple. What is commitment? High commitment couples value being in a partnership of a marriage and enjoying that lifestyle, living with someone on a permanent basis. They take pleasure in having their wife. They highly value the family. They often, obviously, with the children and with the family structure. And basically, when you have a high chemistry and a high compatibility couple, you have to be careful, because what happens is when you have children and you're busy with them, the chemistry biologically will go down because of stress and tiredness and busyness. Your compatibility, high compatibility, will go down also, same reason. But then you have that third C, that high commitment couple. When you're very strong with the commitment, then when you have the children, the marital satisfaction goes up because the children are seen as an integral part of the relationship, being family-oriented. Now, you have to be careful to make sure, while you're being family-oriented, to never lose sight that you and your wife have a separate individual relationship that's special in and of itself. But nevertheless, the family concept always remains. Now, there is a saying in the non-Jewish world, in the marriage, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. So the till death do us part, if they're together in this lifetime, it's nitzchias, so that's not what that is. There is some good sentiments in that, basically the idea being that I'm not going to cop out and leave the relationship when things get harder, but I'm going to face the challenges correctly and healthily. So that's the good part of that type of phrase. But really, it's more than that. The commitment to each other to increase the quality of the relationship and to make it better. That's really the key. The problem is with some people, they don't have these priorities properly. So for example, if you have a husband, and listen, husbands, if your priority is, yeah, you want someone as a wife to be at home when you come home from work and coming home from your friends or whatever it is from learning, that they're there. They're there to take care of the house. They're there to take care of the children. And you have little interest in developing a deep friendship with your wife. And you're not that much interested in the sex life, only the basic of what's needed. And that's very unhealthy. Yes, and even if you love your wife and you're committed to her and you're faithful and you're a responsible provider, the Azer, and you do these good things and you should be admired for doing these good things. But the idea of not being committed to the relationship, you believe in the concept of marriage, but not in the relationship itself. So that is where the commitment is lacking. If the quality of the physical intimacy is not strong, if there's a weakness in the friendship of it, then the commitment is only partial. Basically, take the wake-up call of recognizing if Hashem put you together, it's there not just for those outside purposes, but to develop that relationship. Hashem wants you to be a bracha in your wife's life. Hashem wants you to care for her and to be committed to her and to work through everything with her and to be a positive, loving influence for your wife. That is what Hashem wants. Basically, you're in the relationship. This is what you do. Now you cultivate that garden. There's a devotion. You're committed to that individual and you stick to that in a realistic way. Throw out disappointment where there's a comparison games or you weren't the way that I married you. You look at old photos, they're not the same. All of that. You work the best with what you have now and you recognize the goodness and the gem within, and you bring it out. And that's part of being a mature human being, a healthy, mature human being. So it's very important to try to do that as best as you could, to work on the commitment part, on the compatibility part. And again, all of these three C's, chemistry, compatibility, and commitment, are things that could come naturally. But with hard work, they could come, be acquired by you. And when it's acquired by you, it has everything. You could develop chemistry. You could develop compatibility. You could develop commitment. It's working on one's character, working on one's midos, and it's doable, and it brings the greatest bracha in your lives. Bracha v'hatzlacha.